Hey guys, Maria Menounos here. Before your favorite TV after show begins, we want to let you know about my new show on SiriusXM Stars Channel 109. It's called Conversations with Maria, and it's live Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Go to conversationswithmaria.com for more info. Buzz you later.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hello, hello! It's the Fosters After Show on AfterBuzz TV. Welcome back. Tonight we're doing Season 3, Episode 12, called Mixed Messages. The gang's all here. We're going to do some intros in a second, but let's welcome our special guests.
Yay!
Yes!
Hello, hello!
Welcome back to AfterBuzz.
Thanks for having us back.
Thank you.
I'm talking for you.
I know, it's okay.
For everyone who's just listening, please introduce yourselves. Tell us your character. We know, but tell them.
I am Caitlin Carver, and I play Haley Hines. Yeah. The wonderful Haley Hines. The delightful Haley Hines.
And Emma.
And I am Amanda Layton, and I play Emma.
Fabulous. Yeah. I was really
everybody's favorite female wrestler.
Yeah, love it. I love it.
I want to see some wrestling moves before we leave tonight.
I am very intrigued now.
From the booth.
Don't even worry about it. James is a huge
two
wrestling
here
fan.
Tonight. Oh, really?
Yeah. He has a little wrestling guy hanging on his keychain. I wish I would have showed you guys.
Aww.
All right, let's do some quick intros and we'll get to it. I'm Jeffrey Masters. I tweet from Jeff Masters 1.
I'm Hannah Pritchard and I tweet from at the Hot Shot Dude.
I'm Stephanie Georgie. I tweet at Stephanie Georgie.
Do ya?
I do.
I'm Jillian Leff. I tweet from at Jillian Leff. And don't forget to tweet us during the show using my handle, or you can tweet us at hashtag ABTVFosters. I'll be checking that periodically if you have any questions for the girls. I'm sure they would love to answer them. And yeah, let's do this.
Yeah, please let us know. Jillian will be checking that all night. And of course, you can comment and subscribe on YouTube, on iTunes. We love hearing from you there. And I'll just go ahead and say thank you for leaving those comments preemptively. This was a great episode. It was the return of Jesus's exes.
I was going to say,
the ex-girlfriend convention.
That was amazing.
At Judicorn Rising just tweeted, 2/3 of the ex-girlfriend convention. Right?
Oh, we need Bianca here.
I love seeing like all four of you who like look so different, but I was like, oh, his type is just like gorgeous women.
No, yeah, it is. Literally what I was thinking. I'm so happy that they did that for him because it just kind of shows you the boy that he is in school. He's a fly one, so he's going to have fly girls as his girlfriends.
Aww.
And he has very a Latina. He has like a mixture of everything, the smart, the dancer. He's like, let me just try it all out.
Damn.
You guys are obviously playing the same roles as last season. Is it weird to be now acting off of a different Jesus?
Not at all for me.
Yeah, not really.
I love Noah. Yeah. He's incredible. It just makes it better. Honestly, but no, I think he's really captured that Jesus character pretty spot on.
Totally.
So it feels the same. It feels the exact same.
Oh, really? That's
same.
So interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, you're still salty towards Jesus, so.
I mean.
He got his tattoo removed of your name.
Yeah, that was so rude.
Tattoos are supposed to be forever.
Exactly. I thought we were going to be forever.
Wait, I forget. Who did he date last? Was it Haley?
Yes.
Yeah, it was me.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It was just me.
Haley, then Emma, and then Lexi was the first.
Remember, there was
it was
a little
Lexi,
like
then me, then
she was kind, or Emma was kind of trying to.
There was like a little
win her way back in
with the tutoring situation.
Yeah. But
and then she shot it down. She's like, oh no,
because
like,
she knows better.
Yeah,
you know better.
Emma's smart.
Emma is. We love her. She's like the academic, but also wrestles.
Yes.
Oh yeah,
that's fun.
She's a reminder. Respect yourselves, ladies.
Oh, yes.
Yes, I'm like, yeah, girl, get it.
Are you upset? What's going on?
No, I'm just really excited about her character.
I love her.
Great.
I love it.
Okay, I don't know if you guys can answer, but we just saw, like, the four women from his past. Three plus a sister. Mm-hmm. But, yeah. Okay. Do we think that one of these, like, we're seeing as a potential love interest again? Where are you guys at?
Think Emma.
I think really? So, too. Yeah.
I don't know, but...
I think he and Emma were and have always been the healthiest couple. Mm-hmm. But I feel like maybe there's something... Yeah. Honestly, like, I don't know what goes on the season. I really feel like he and Lexi, like, never had the chance to get over what they had because she was taken away so abruptly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
There was that closure that never really happened.
Yeah, it was just kind of like, I have to go away. Yeah. Right. Honduras, right? Did she go to Honduras?
Exactly.
Yeah. Honduras. Yeah. And then he kind of was, like, forced to get over her because she had to leave. Yeah. But I think now that she's back, it's kind of like, oh, wow, remember what we had.
Yeah. I also feel like they're going to see each other differently because so much time has passed. And that little moment...
Oh, God, that's what I was just going to say. That was so sexy when he picked her up.
Oh, yeah.
Especially because it was unexpected. It's not like she was like, oh, help me. No, she was just like, she thought he was going to do it, and then he picked her up, and she's like, oh.
Of course she did, because she's realistic.
Well, but clearly they have the chemistry. Remember the pregnancy scare, people.
Which was probably not. No, I was reminded.
Okay.
It was.
Mariana reminded us all.
Jesus has had a lot of action, if I may say.
He has.
Okay, just going back to what Caitlin said, that's such a good point, because with everybody else, there was a firm breakup, and they only ended it because, like you said, she
was forced,
literally deported.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh,
so literally.
not fairly deported, literally deported,
literally. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I don't know. I feel like if I were in his situation, like those feelings would all come back when this person that you had such strong feelings for walks back into your life, like randomly one day. But I don't know. I mean, I still think he and Emma were the healthiest, though.
Yeah.
Well, clearly from your example as Haley.
I know. I think him and Haley were pretty healthy, too.
Oh, yes. Yes. Very.
I think you're too nice, Amanda.
They had a very strong connection.
They had a very strong connection.
Oh, my God. And then we got to see Jesus with Nick. I had no idea where that was going.
Yeah. What?
Bromance.
Bromance.
He's taking a step away from the romance and he's going to the bromance.
Yeah. Right.
Which, like, I feel like might be good for him. Although, I feel like now that he's not going to be able to do wrestling, this guy seems like a little bit of trouble, maybe. Yeah. He's an only child, acts out against his parents. I feel like Steph and Lena are going to be kicking themselves in the butt that they didn't let him wrestle with Goody Two Shoes Emma, you know?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. It's going to be a different extracurricular activity for Jesus.
Yeah.
He's going to get into trouble.
Well, and now that he, like, couldn't do the steroids and thought that he did the better thing, now I feel like he's about to get into, like, some sort of drug thing.
Right. I feel like Nick, like, rolls in with his sexy red car and is like, sup, bro? Like, he's one of those guys that is, like, screams trouble, I think.
Yeah,
he's the bad influence,
So the question to you guys is, and I don't know if you know what happens, but he also checked out Mariana's butt.
Oh, yeah.
So do we think that something's going to happen with them? Because, you know, Matt seems like he wants to move on, move past her.
Ooh, maybe that's why he's being cool with Jesus to get close to the sister. To he's trying to be like, so
it's
can
like,
I come over?
It's like Haley getting close to Mariana. And it's like, this is what you get, karma. You know, I don't know.
Especially because Mariana, she's kind of grown now, so.
Yeah. So is Nick the male version of Haley?
Ooh.
Oh my gosh. I don't know.
The opposite?
He's which is a bad funny boy. Because I kept thinking that y'all were going to like start hooking up.
I mean, you never know.
No, that would be too much trouble.
Oh, I would love that so much.
But
it's
just like, you know, like that
episode,
couple
you never know.
I know, you're right. We still have many episodes ahead of us.
I feel like Haley would be like, we should get married. And he'd be like, yeah, tonight.
absolutely. And then they roll in with the red car.
Just married.
In the back of my car.
I love it. I love it so much.
Oh,
that's
going to
be crazy. I know. We'll see. Hopefully, it doesn't get too bad. Because they specifically said it wasn't, you know, you have to suffer your consequences because you fell into peer pressure.
And
peer pressure again.
But Sharon was like, Sharon said what was on my mind of like, this keeps him healthy and out of control, like trouble, and he has ADHD. This keeps him like level and those chemicals. Like, this is not a good way to punish him.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I thought the same thing. I thought they overreacted about it because he did do the right thing by, I don't know, maybe trying it once and then deciding he shouldn't be doing it and then leaving school and telling his parents. I don't know. I thought that they kind of, like, overreacted. I felt like he punished himself.
Right.
So I was like, why?
I also feel like they could have just done the traditional grounding or, I don't know, whatever those families. I was never grounded, so I don't know how that works. But We got the spanking. But I'm just saying, they could have just done something like that because more specifically, I'd be worried about his ADHD.
Yeah.
And how he's going to get rid of all of that extra energy.
Mm. Well, you know what we love about the show? It's all about lessons. The kids are learning lessons. Yeah. The mamas are learning lessons. And I feel like this is going to be a lesson for Steph and Lena.
Absolutely.
You know.
Even Sharon learned a lesson tonight.
Right?
Grandma.
I love Grandma.
She is so good.
She's amazing.
Oh, God. She's so much fun to watch.
Of course, she has the coolest boyfriend ever.
Yes. He is actually very attractive. Like I want him to come in.
They're obsessed with the boyfriend.
Well, because he's, like, younger, and it's just so cute the way that he's with her, and it doesn't seem like for different intentions. I'm like, oh, my God, he, like, really loves her.
Yeah, he's got a cool, like, chill like, vibe to bring into the family.
And she's so hip and cool.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
it makes sense.
She's definitely been dressing more hippie-like since she's dated him.
Yeah.
I don't have, like, negative feelings about the boyfriend, but I don't, like, love him.
Mm-hmm. He's just, love him.
I feel like he's a big part of the family, like, all of a sudden. I was like, why are you making breakfast?
Right. Well, I mean,
vegan breakfast.
Why are you making breakfast?
Yeah. I think I appreciate that.
I did love how they were like, I think we're going to need some space in the driveway.
Yeah.
I loved that.
But I think she knows exactly what she's doing. Like, I feel personally like he's a placeholder only because the way that she reacts to his food to the way he talks to the kids and things like that, it's like, yeah, there's love there, but I think it's more just physical, and that's what she said in last week's episode. Like, she's just really physically attracted to him, which I'm like, get it. Like, her husband was a little bit older, you know, whatever. Yeah. Like, good for you, girl. You're moving on. You're living a happy life. But I feel like, you know, once Steph starts growing through her treatments, I feel like that might fizzle.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't want it to. You know, well, but he can bring really nice youth and a light, like a, you know, a lightness to the situation when it gets serious. So
he's a nice guy, and you know, if Steph's getting treatments and Lena's at the hospital and Sharon wants to be there, that's one more like adult hand to be have at the house to take care of people.
Mm-hmm. And I like his positive energy. You know, I think he brings that whole everyone relax.
Yeah.
Kind of vibe.
I think I just want all of the characters that are on the show now to stay and no new ones come because I feel like I'm starting to get really overwhelmed with the amount of characters that we're like keeping up with. It's a lot for me.
It is.
Let's just like stop now.
I know that Sharon said that she's going to be like around until they figure out Steph's issues. Mm-hmm. That sounds horrible. When they figure out her treatment. Mm-hmm. But is she going to be like a series regular this season?
I hope so.
In that aspect?
I love her.
Yeah, I don't see how she wouldn't be.
Okay, I don't know if like you guys know.
Okay.
I bet you know Emma. I think you know a lot more.
I respond to both. It's okay.
I mean, as far as like anything that's been announced, I'm not sure of anything. Okay. But if she's saying she's going to be around, then I would love that.
Then that's awesome.
Yeah, we love her.
I love watching her.
And her husband directs a lot, right? No, I made that up. I have to look up his name.
He's directed a couple of episodes. Regardless, he's known on set, so I think she'll be more welcomed than...
Okay, yeah. I think Annie Potts is his husband. I'll look up his exact name. He's not Potts, obviously. Mrs. Potts. I'm just making it facts. Who knows?
No, you're probably right.
I feel like we talked about that before. Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know what? I'm usually not wrong.
But you know what? You know who will probably know? The fans. Is Annie Potts going to be on this whole season? Find out. Do your digging on Tumblr. Let us know.
We know you've already seen the entire season.
Yeah, tweet me.
Tweet Jillian. Okay, before we move off of Annie Potts, she just had that really nice check-in with Jude tonight to talk about how he's doing with Connor, and it was sweet. Mm-hmm.
I loved hearing the story about her long distance relationship, and it was just cute. And they joked about getting a little dirty, which I thought was funny because Jude is still so like a baby to me, and I'm like, oh my god, stop! Right. But I thought it was really cute, and he's called her grandma. And I don't know, it's just adorable.
I'm happy that she brought up absence makes the heart grow fonder. I think that's true, also. So that was really nice advice. And I think it was important that she brought up the sex part of it just to make it a little more casual so that he's not so hesitant to ever talk about it.
Yeah.
Because it's, I think, a little more important for him, too, since it's something a little bit different. But
yeah, abstinence makes your heart grow fonder, too.
We're not there yet, Jillian.
I know.
He's like three.
James.
Oh, gosh. I mean, she ain't lying, though.
Here all week.
You know, there's so many characters that have, like, these, like, lovely scenes with Jude. And it's just because he's such a sweet character, so it comes naturally. It's easy to be nice to him. And he's a vulnerable character, so people want to be nice to him. And I just consistently find when characters talk to him, I'm just like, oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. I feel like he's also the younger one, so he might be a little more easily influenced. So it's important that they kind of pay attention to what they're saying to him because he can take certain things to heart.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, wouldn't you think so?
How old is he now?
He's 13, 14 on the show.
14.
Not high school, right?
Yeah, he's
high school. He's a freshman this year?
He's a sophomore now because everyone's a year behind, right? Yeah. Mariana's a junior.
Oh,
he was a freshman, yeah. So and Callie and Brandon are seniors.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Huh.
Did.
Learning things.
But.
Watch me wrong, and everyone's like, Stephanie's saying it like she's.
We're all really stumped by this. Everybody's like,
Let me refresh Twitter. Hold on.
Yeah. We'll figure it out. Yeah. Okay, so
no, but you know what I'm a little disappointed in? I feel like the genre storyline was so heavy in 3A, and I feel like for a lot of the diehards, which I know a lot of you guys watch our after show and listen to our podcast, I feel like this is what we're going to get from Jude this season. A lot of really just sad, trying to figure things out, a couple of scenes, you know, just sort of like finding his way. And I get that everyone needs their, you know, their time, their screen time, and they like to shift storylines a little bit. I just am a little disappointed for the Jude and Connor fans because I feel like this is it.
I almost don't feel like it's sad, though, the conversations that he has. I feel like it keeps the show, like, emotionally grounded when he has these little scenes with other characters that are more, like, heartfelt and deep and not... He's not, like, off the wall, you know what I mean? It just is, like, a check-in moment, I feel like, for the show in general, which I like the way that they're playing that rather than him being...
A hot mess. Yeah, exactly. I think so, too. I think it's important to show that there are some children who have internal issues that don't act out.
Yeah.
Because then everybody's going to try to be dramatic when they're like, oh, my God, my life is so hard.
Yeah.
It's just staying, like, sweet.
Yeah, and I think that they almost had to get rid of Connor, I feel like, on the show. Like, make it a long-distance relationship. Because the relationship grew so much in one season. And in order for it to keep growing... that doesn't, like, happen in, like, a 13 and 14-year-old relationship. It's just kind of, like, staggers and stays.
Well, I wouldn't take it that far. I wanted to keep Connor on, but that's fine.
I'm just thinking for, like, growth. Yeah.
We also had a check-in. Jude was in 8th grade. He was in 7th last year.
Steph!
Wait a second.
Thank you, Twitter.
Is it called Anchor Beach High School?
No.
No, it's a, like, it's like a K-12 or something. Yes. It's okay, Steph.
Is it a K-12? Oh, it is a K-12, isn't it?
I think it's a full, everything.
Yes, just so I can give the shout-outs. Sarah Fortin-4 told me that. Lily White told me that. Judicorn Rising told me that. So thanks for checking in, y'all. Appreciate it.
Yeah. I know that everyone on social media, everyone, literally everyone, is upset about the genre storyline kind of fizzling this year. And I think that it was like the double-edged sword of the series because it became the rallying cry for all of social media genre. We're cheering it, we're applauding it, we're loving seeing in advance every week. But again, the show isn't about them. And they said before, the show's about Brawley.
Right.
And so so you want relationships like that where people are like so on board. But now the other end of that is that they need to make Brawley just as like cheerable and just as like us invested in their relationship. Or another relationship.
Okay, but Jude was really in 8th grade last year, then yes, move on. They are not going to be together forever. That's not how it works, especially going into high school.
There's nothing else.
They were at the same school still. But
so they just need to make us as invested in another relationship on the show.
Yes, I agree.
Be it Nick and Mariana. Be it Emma and Jesus. Mm-hmm. Lexi and Jesus. Be it Haley and Jesus.
Exactly.
Haley and anybody else.
I'm all about that Haley and Nick life, though. I dig that. Let's do that.
I kind of ship that, too, now.
Yeah.
I mean...
That's the web series.
I kind of want it to happen and then have, like, a teen pregnancy. Like, I can just see you all rolling up with, like, the pregnancy in the car. Getting out of that car with the big belly.
I want that.
And then Nick would have, like, Haley on his neck. Like, the baby name on the other side of the neck.
And he wouldn't get it removed?
Correct. He wouldn't.
He's a dream. He's a dream.
He's a badge of honor.
Right. The Vegas wedding. I'm all for it.
Okay,
because
they're so close.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, we'll hold out for them. Okay, so we mentioned Brawley. They had a nice check-in tonight about what was written on Fost and Found. Mm-hmm. I'm glad that when we finally got to Daphne, she brought up it was Liam. Does anybody have, like, any inclination either way?
I think it was Liam also. That would be pretty random if it was Brandon.
Yeah.
Yeah, I so far they've told us nothing about Daphne says that she would say something.
Right. Daphne's not the kind of person. Yeah. She's, like, she comes from the hood. Like, you know, not snitches get stitches. You don't... I'm just saying. Yeah. Her character's not the kind of character to...
I love when you get hood.
I'm not. Aww. Excuse me. Snitches get stitches. And I think it's inappropriate if she were to tell her secrets.
I
that was my white girl. How'd I do?
You did good. You did good. You learned from the best.
I agree.
I can't remember what was the screen name of the person who had written that email to her.
LP.
But that something. Isn't that also the screen name that she thought was AJ?
I don't remember what it was, honestly.
Oh, wait, y'all check that out.
Yeah, that's what I thought you were asking me. The one that asked
about if she slept with her foster brother.
Oh. I think it's got to be a different one.
What if it was AJ?
And AJ was trying to find out that information.
I think
for
the screen name was please adopt me 867.
Oh, no.
Just kidding.
That was a joke.
Yeah.
I know. A really good one.
Nobody
left. Sorry about it.
Wow. Jillian and I will be here all week. That's slightly inappropriate. Let's move on.
So we were all talking before the show, and the scenes that stuck out to us were actually the Brandon and Callie scenes. Mm-hmm. So first we saw, obviously them talking about Liam. But the second scene, which you guys really liked, was when Callie yelled at Brandon and stood up for herself. Yes.
I think I tweeted about it last night. Yeah. I was like, Callie's...
You said something
always
funny.
I was like, Callie's always dealing with so much and she's always going through something, but she's always still so strong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean? In the end, she always figures it out. Yeah. Such a strong person.
I feel bad for Callie because I feel like she thinks she's becoming a sellout, and that's what she's trying to prevent. And it's also really sad when someone goes through such tragic things that they almost aren't willing to accept their luckiness because it makes them feel bad for mm-hmm. everyone else who's going through it.
Yeah.
And then when I say a sellout, it's because you've become almost comfortable in that class and bad things happening to you. And so you're like, oh, wait, I need to be a part of all these people who are going through tough times so that I can be there with them. When sometimes you are lucky, sometimes you are fortunate and blessed and things are better for you. But then, I don't know, I think she feels guilty almost.
I don't think it's about her selling out or not. I think it's what you said about her feeling guilty and not worthy of being a role model.
Yeah. Right, but as a kid, I could see her thinking that way. Selling out was a bad term for it, but yeah, feeling guilty then.
Who am I as a role model mm-hmm. to say?
Well, yeah, because she's keeping this huge secret that's literally eating away at her.
Yeah.
And I don't know, it's good to see her stand up for herself and sort of, we see a different side of her. And I was really surprised, especially because she's been so insecure about her looks. Mm-hmm. Just say to Brandon, it's screw you, man. Mm-hmm. I look good. You can't say that to me anymore after you told me that I drag you down mm-hmm. and that we need to move past each other. You can't talk to me like that.
Right.
I just thought it was a good moment for Callie.
Especially just compared to the previous scene where he was like, this isn't who you are anymore.
Right.
You're not an orphan. Yeah. You survived. You made mm-hmm. it out. And she's like, yeah, I know. She knows it, but mm-hmm. in the back of her head, she still is how are they going to get rid of me?
Right.
Are they going to?
But then Brandon proved her point. That's the reason why she didn't want to change, because she felt like some people are going to tell her, no, that's not you. Get out of here. I'm allowed to change. I'm allowed to grow from this. So yeah. I can see that could be difficult.
Actually, Trey Michael just brought up a really interesting point. Remember Jack from the first episode? He was the foster kid.
Yeah, Donnie.
Yeah.
Wait, no.
Yes, the kid who panically spoke to Callie and then the woman took her away.
Oh, of this season, yes.
Yeah, so he wonders, what if Jack dug into Callie's past and found out about the Liam thing and he was the one that put it on the message board?
I think that would make a lot of sense.
Because it's kind of with this show, I always feel like they drop these Easter eggs everywhere. You kind of mm-hmm. know what's going to happen, but you don't. And you still get excited about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, we've been introduced to this character, and then he sort of disappeared.
Mm-hmm. I really love the Easter egg thing. I was never heard that before. That's cute.
comic talk.
But he just, he didn't want to hang out with Jude, and then it sort of just it ended right there. And really, is ever any relationship completely cut off? No.
No.
We've seen characters come back.
Well, what you brought up also is that, it's one of my big issues with TV on the whole, is that you need to be surprised as a viewer, and you want to, not expect what to happen. So they set up, this is going to happen, the exact opposite happens, but as viewers, we catch on. So we're setting up one thing, we're like, oh, I get it, this is going to happen.
All right.
So then, I don't know if, there's a double cross that needs to happen, but it's like, okay, yeah, I get it.
Mm-hmm. Or could it be Liam trying to get back at her?
Or it could be the one lady.
Or it could be the...
that you all know who
that
I mean.
One lady.
The one lady who's, investing. That lady. What's her name? Anybody? Anybody?
Oh, short red hair.
Oh, yeah.
Bueller?
I think Mindy or something.
I'm just going to call her, the Wicked Witch of the West, because I think that's who she is, really.
I still don't get her intentions.
The
I really, really don't.
We're talking about. I don't feel like her intentions are good.
And I think that was made a little bit obvious tonight when she put that black necktie around Callie. That was really rude. That was so cool.
I loved that. You were so fixated on that necktie. You were just like, this is the wrong fashion choice.
Well, she's not 40.
I liked it.
I thought she looked cute.
Like, I don't want like a 14-year-old to dress like slutty, but like not that conservative.
I mean,
she's 17.
Yeah.
Okay, I have a question.
Yes.
We have seen, I'm going to make a statement and then I'll get to the question. We have seen Callie dressed up for like a school dance, the dance she went with Cole. She, like, the last few episodes as well after the adoption, she's been looking great. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's not that, I think it's a really far jump to think she would be this uncomfortable today in her really nice orange jacket and makeup. You know, she had that Viola Davis moment of, like, tearing off the makeup and ripping off her wig.
Yes, which, yes.
You know?
Yes. She should deserve an Emmy for that.
So, tell me.
I had an issue with that makeup scene.
Oh, yeah, we all
because
did.
Because girl didn't take her eye makeup off.
Yeah.
And then she, like, went to rinse it so they could cheat the scene so she could come back up with no makeup on her eyes. And I was like, that's not the way that works.
It definitely looked like a Clean and Clear commercial.
Yeah. I did not like that.
Boys, that's not how it goes.
I would have had, like, mascara.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everywhere.
Like raccoon eyes.
Yep.
Well, because she like took the wipe and just went like around everything and then went down and came back up and there was no makeup on and I was like, wow, that must be nice.
Yeah.
Magic.
I have like mascara running like down to my chest and I'm like,
it's all over the wall because you grabbed the towel.
I wish that would happen. I would just put on water and be like,
what I always flash back to is Judi Dench in one of the early James Bond movies with Daniel Craig and she's wiping her makeup off but she's scrubbing her face the entire scene and like she's like ripping skin off.
So red.
And I was like, yes, that's how you take makeup off.
Yeah. It's so accurate.
He was like almost like terrified. Like, what is she doing to herself? So you had the makeup issue. I just had the issue that
how she looked
that big a drastic difference. And yeah, she looked great. There's a little bit more makeup, but it wasn't that much more makeup.
But it's because she has never done anything like that. She thought it was going to be a photo shoot with her phone. So yeah. I could see myself being like, damn, and this lady bought me a jacket. Should I accept it? Should I not accept it? Who knows how much it was? That easily could have been, you know, like $240. I don't know, whatever she decided to buy. But I can... It's just different. It's a different time for Callie. She hasn't gone through any of this. From going to what she went through last year to this.
Yeah. Like, I think it was more like the idea of it all.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
I think it's a little overwhelming, too.
It's like the pressure of the whole photo shoot and everybody counting on her. And it just kind of like was,
to accept
the whole thing.
So maybe I'm looking at it a little too literally.
Apparently.
Jeff is like, girl, get it together. Accept the jacket and take the picture.
Kelly needs to call me. I'll talk some sense into her.
Jeff's like, free headshots?
I need Kelly to either bond with Marianne a little bit more like they were last season or get just a girlfriend that she can just like confide in.
Well, she's Daphne.
Is Wyatt coming back? He has pretty hair.
He has
seriously
hair.
Like, I love her relationship with Daphne, but, like, I need somebody at school with Callie who she can, like, walk down the hallway with.
Mm-hmm. Well, Finding Carter is over, so he may be coming back.
It didn't get picked up?
No. Mm-hmm.
Oh, his show and Lexi's show.
Bring them back.
What's happening? Bring them all back.
MTV.
It's okay. Okay, so we need to move to Brandon's new fling relationship-ish.
Mm-hmm. She is... smoking.
She has a great
she's
body.
She's
for real, dude.
And on that surfboard, I was like,
she's real cute.
Yeah.
I need to go
surf.
You guys are on board.
Literally. I gotta say, Brawley.
Yeah.
I'm all about
Brawley. You're just saying that so Twitter doesn't kill you.
No, I said it all last night. I'm like the biggest Brawley fan in the whole entire world. And I know they're gonna have to go their own little way until they can meet back up. But... I'm still a Brawley fan, but I do like this Courtney chick.
Yeah.
I think
it's
she's
tough.
Really hot.
Because they're cute. Like, all those beach scenes are, like, very, like, endearing. Mm-hmm. And, like, I was watching them, like, aw, like, it's sweet. But then I'm like, oh, Brawley. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Well,
they make it tough.
Yeah. This is good, though, because we need them to experience different things. Everyone knows in high school, I mean, it's very, very... rare that anyone survives after high school, so it's better that they have their experiences.
Oh, relationships.
Relationships.
I was like, everyone died?
No, I'm sorry. Like, high school sweethearts and relationships.
It's all fault in our stars.
Which is crazy, because I have two separate high school sweetheart couples that just recently got married and started families.
Oh,
yeah.
So, I mean, it does happen, but not really. So.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. I think this is great. Let them learn that they really do love each other.
Do we know Surfer Girl's name?
Courtney.
With no U.
U?
Is
you.
You.
Oh, I don't like,
like
that.
Like Courtney.
I'm not happy. C-O-R-T.
You hate her, don't you?
He did. Here's why. I have a monologue written.
No, no, you don't. No, you don't. Listen, good for Brandon for dating an older girl.
I was going to say, how old is she?
Okay.
How old is she?
I need some clarification. She's 21.
So we talked about this last week because she was bartending. Steph said she has to be 21 because she was behind the bar.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
So I'm like, hello, Brandon. And also, they have this weird flirty back and forth. She was very forward with him when she first met him, and then he was really forward this episode. So I'm kind of liking it. But one thing about Brandon, which we haven't talked about, is how he's projecting his situation with Callie onto Matt and Mariana's situation. Did anybody else notice that this episode?
He did, but just because Jordan or Matt's like his only friend. I mean, did you hear him? He's like, try living with her.
Well, and yeah.
Wait, what happened?
Okay, so
I'm like, bro, watch out. You want to spill the beans.
All of the conversations with Matt, right? So in the end, it especially stuck out to me. He's talking about this Romeo and Juliet musical and how Matt and Mariana's situation was the inspiration when clearly it's Callie and Brandon that's the inspiration. And even before, he was saying like, oh, and the living with her thing, like, yeah, we'll try living with her. But he was talking about Callie. He wasn't talking about Mariana.
Yeah.
Oh, and Courtney even called them star-crossed lovers.
Yes. And like, with Matt, like, trying to find, like, a hot chick to move along to. Like, it was just...
A hottie.
Yeah, that's true. It was parallel.
Yeah. And it was just Brandon situations, projecting. Yeah. He was like, yeah. He wasn't even listening. He was just thinking about his situation with Callie, which kills me.
And he's like, good idea. Yeah.
Good eye.
So really, gives me hope for Bradley future. Even though this Courtney girl is really cute, and I think that they could have some fun and maybe provide each other with some inspiration. Mm-hmm. I feel like in the end of the season, we're going to get a Bradley cliffhanger that is just going to be...
Ugh. I agree.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, when she was like, you thought this was a date, and I wanted her to be like, no, I'm 30. Like, no, like, your mom's paying me to babysit you. Listen, okay, even if she's not 21, in some states you can serve alcohol but not, like, pour it if you're 18.
But you cannot be a bartender. You cannot be behind the bar in any state of the United States.
Okay, in the state.
Yes.
Any
state. All of them.
Is it possible that, like, we're just, like, ignoring that and she's actually in high school?
It's not that.
No,
a 21-year-old is still really young. Think about how you were when you were 21.
He asked her where... He's like... Oh, I go to school over there.
Right.
And she was like, oh, man, if I went to high school on the beach, like, I'd be surfing every day. It was just very clear to me that she's older. Because she's also, like, free during the day and just on her surfboard. So
she just has this sense of, like, confidence and maturity.
And
is it maturity, you know?
Well, no, I mean, it's because she's been out of high school for some time. But Brandon has, because he's more reserved, gives him this... like maturity, if you will, because he doesn't jump into things. So I think he'll learn from her, and I think that because of Courtney, he'll learn how to deal with his Callie situation.
I'm all for a rebound,
but like, not sometimes enough needed. With the older women. Remember Danny from season 1?
Oh my god, R.I.P. Danny. She's not dead
though.
That was
Mike Tucci's girlfriend.
About her.
Mike Tucci. Danny Nucci.
Oh,
Amanda's like whispering to you.
I'm like, wait, I have a microphone.
I thought you were saying.
I thought you were Sandy's girl. No, I know Danny.
I was calling him Mike Tucci. It's Danny Nucci's character is Mike's girlfriend, Danny, who's a girl.
Yep, I'm with you.
Gia from Full House.
Really.
That's confusing. Sorry, girl. I know she doesn't like that.
That was a bomb, and now he's gone a little bit younger, but still Courtney.
Listen, I'm just like, good for Brandon. Good for Brandon.
Like you said, sometimes a rebound is a little necessary.
He's always
to help you with to crazies. Help you realize maybe what you want.
Why is everybody okay with this?
Because this girl's not going to trip off of Brandon. She's going to have fun with it, and then he can learn from it.
Do you know why I'm okay with it? Because
they're
still
young.
They know the situation that they're in, right? They're clearly trying to move past one another. Callie was meeting up with AJ at this comic convention. He obviously ditched her, so I don't know what's going to happen with her. Obviously, she's still going to be clamoring for Brandon.
Now they're texting. Or messaging.
Well, we don't know.
You say it.
We don't
know. Like, he knows and, like, he's been told and he's angry about it.
Okay, but like Caitlin said, Courtney is mature.
Mm-hmm.
Mature girls who are 21 or 2 don't go after 17-year-old boy childs.
She's not going after them. Remember, they're coworkers. It's different when you work together. You see each other every day.
Don't you remember?
Brandon, from last week. Okay?
Hey, it's
Steph's
Steph again.
Guy, Lucas.
It's his.
I'm not bashing Steph.
You guys can watch last week's episode. We talked all about this guy. His name was Lucas.
Okay.
Was younger and Steph dated. Did you all like the post that I... Never mind. Nobody needs to...
Oh, yeah.
I tagged them all in, like, an Instagram meme that was about dating younger.
I'm just saying that I think that you're thinking that it has to be serious. I don't think that it's serious, and he's finally going to be introduced to that casual, you know, lifestyle.
I know
what
you mean, but, like, she kissed him on the cheek. It's so close to the mouth. I'm just, like, nervous for the anticipation.
You are going
to
be such a strict parent.
He was, for all of you, since you don't know, while we were watching it, he was, like, standing by the TV looking at us all.
And looking at us, right. Not even looking at the screen, like, no. I'm not going to have it.
Not okay with this.
Does anybody on Twitter agree with me, Jillian?
Well, Jeff, you know what? I feel like they're very bored with what we're talking about because they've already moved on.
You know what? We're going to move on to after you say what you got to say, Hannah.
I was going
to
say, I think everybody would rather him be with a girl like Courtney that they know he's not going to last with so he can go back to Bradley. Then, like, do you want him to meet some, like, really incredible, sweet girl that we all want him to be with?
Look at Courtney. She can get any guy she wants.
Yeah.
She should stop going to, like, high school proms.
Stop it. Okay.
But can they play the piano like Brandon?
I'm just saying, they're both going through some stuff, and it's easy to bond with a coworker.
And she's
going to
see his
stuff.
Tip jar fill up. She's going to be like, oh, dang, he's making some money.
I'm angry, but we're going to move on anyway.
Okay.
This is a tie like Iowa, okay? So, God, I'm so current tonight, baby.
I'm sorry. Somebody just tweeted, Monica, she just tweeted, what the hell was Jeff drinking tonight?
I want whatever he's having.
Next topic. I have had it.
Oh my God, Dad is mad, guys. Dad's mad.
Dad's mad.
Excuse me, I'm getting a call. It's Courtney. Hey, Courtney. You think you're too old for Brandon? I'm live, but can I call you later?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Oops. Thank you so much. Thank you. Bye.
They're from.
Okay, let's start again. So, there's a musical coming up. It's going to be R&J. We know that.
Yeah.
We heard the prologue sung through tonight.
Mm-hmm. Which was the actual prologue from the show that some of us saw.
Right. So
in L.A.
Just very briefly, Bradley, the producer, produced a show. R&J set the music of Pat Benatar.
Mm-hmm. And Tina Turner,
And Tina Turner in L.A. This is another R&J musical. Do we expect them to bring in Pat Benatar music and like do it that similarly?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think that's awesome.
And I hope so.
And it sounded cool. Did you guys see the show?
We did, yeah.
I did, yeah.
It was incredible. I think it's going to be like history on the Fosters.
Amanda, did you not
when
see
that episode airs, I think it's going to be like...
I need somebody on my team, sorry.
Yeah, it was really good. It was incredible. And they're also bringing back some cast members from the actual show. I mean, Jordan Rodriguez, who plays Matt, was in it. Corbin Blue is going to be on the show.
Ashley
Argota is coming back. Lou is coming back. So it's going to be cool. Like, we're going to see some oldie but goodies, and I'm excited for that.
Yeah, I'm such a picky person when it comes like singing and stuff, but I'm saying Ashley's voice is so good.
It is.
It's unreal.
It's incredible.
Yeah. I was like, how does she do that?
I remember she was sick when she came on that time when we asked her to sing, and you would have never guessed. Mm-hmm. Like, she just immediately broke out into a ballad. It was beautiful.
Well, episode 19, we have that to look forward to. Also, we know Sierra has a great voice, too. She's coming out with new music, so I'm excited to hear her sing.
Honestly, the whole cast is, like, the most talented.
Mm-hmm. Everyone. Guys.
Remember when Amanda danced?
You should hear us sing.
Oh, my gosh. Do you guys want to sing right now?
Yeah.
Do you want to?
I would.
They're being modest. I heard them singing before the show. They're really good.
We were singing some Frozen. No big deal.
Do you want to build a snowman?
Nailed it.
A rider barks around the hall.
See? So cute.
Amanda, oh my God, the applause. That's our live studio
audience. Thank you. We're here all night. I mean, only for like 20
10 more minutes.
Thank you for the 10. I'm sorry about the song choice.
We know that Caitlin's a dancer. Are you as well, Amanda?
Yeah, I grew up. I did competitive like dance competitions. I did that for like 11 years. And then I quit. To do acting.
Mm-hmm. Didn't you drop it like it was hot though in one of the episodes?
Yeah.
There were a couple.
Dance audition.
And Emma let her hair down and she was like getting into it. So that was a lot of fun.
Out of time, but we have to talk about one of the biggest themes, events, storylines of this season.
Yes.
Steph and her diagnosis. So we ended the show finding out that she has this increased risk for cancer and it's hereditary. obviously that's going to change her mind. But before we found that out, there was this debate going on between Sharon, the grandma, and Lena about what to do about Steph's body. And I get that Steph wanted to decide this on her own, like didn't want to talk to Lena about this, but that's how Lena copes with problems, is by talking about it. Mm-hmm. And yes, it's Steph's body, but like it's her wife of her children. Her wife of her mother of her child. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we got you.
So, like, I don't know what the right answer is there, but I just know, like, it wasn't fair to Lena.
It wasn't, but right before all of that started, I felt bad for Steph because I think I'd be in her position where everyone would annoy me. And right when Lena hugged her, I literally thought, I'm like, oh my God, get off her. You know, like, just give her space because your body is just not even something that you're happy with at that point because of something that's in it. And then you don't want to be pitied. And then it's just, it's sentimental and you don't even know if you've, like, registered it all. And, it just sounds...
I'm glad they're talking about it, though, because it kind of, re-brought up some stuff from celebrities in the past couple of years. A lot of celebrities have gotten mastectomies, Angelina Jolie being one of the biggest ones. And it was just, like... They came out and said they had it. The procedure had been over. And, you know, Angelina Jolie's was because she was afraid that it could come.
Right. Yeah, see that large op-ed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's good to talk about this stuff because everyone sort of has their own method of treatment and ways that they feel about it. Obviously, on the Fosters, I feel like Steph is going to be going through radiation just because we see that she has short hair. So... For me, it's like, if that's what you want to do, that's what you want to do. But again, with the Fosters, it's like bringing up all these huge things that, you know, maybe young kids are dealing with right now. Their moms are going through similar situations. They're making this decision. And it's good for everyone to be informed. I just feel like they take such responsibility. And it's so awesome because I even learned some stuff today.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's great.
And, like, I think that's such a good point, too. Like, for the kids who are, like, dealing with this at home, they're watching this on TV, it's like, oh, I'm not the only one.
And the kids don't even know yet. Mm-hmm. The kids don't even know.
I keep forgetting that.
Yeah. Which is, like, so let's talk about the letter at the end. What I got from that letter was that she was tested for the gene, and she has a possible increased risk of ovarian and breast cancer. Is that what you guys got?
Yes. Yes, which we already know now that Sharon had ovarian cancer and removed her ovaries.
Yeah, gotcha.
I mean, the exact lingo said increased cancer and then it said hereditary. What I assumed to mean was like increased risk.
Right.
Right.
I know that when it is in your family, like you're like X percentage more likely to get it. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, obviously that would like calculate into how she's feeling and what she's going to do about it. Mm-hmm. And while this sucks, she's in the most enviable position right now to deal with it, like, before it comes.
Right. And you know what? She's so... I like, relate to the character so much because she just wants to put it off, and, like, that's how I feel about a lot of things.
We were just talking about that last week.
Yeah, and she just... Now, with Ty running away with AJ, she's just like, well, I'm going to find them. And then she's going to put off her help even more. Mm-hmm. And I hope that it doesn't lead to anything worse, but... She just doesn't want to deal with it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So.
Her character's eventually going to break down. You can kind of see it building. I broke my heart, though, when Stephanie was talking about how intense the surgery was. Lena. But when Steph's reaction was, are you worried about how I'm going to look?
Yeah.
You know, because then already there's your self-esteem issues.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's all internal, too. Yeah. Like, I mean, Lena has given, like, no indication that that would matter at all to her.
Well, she brought it up, and she's just trying to look out. Yeah. And then, of course, she's going to turn around and think, no, it's because you don't want to see me that way.
Yeah.
And obviously, Steph is, like, the one who's, like, in the most priority right now over Lena dealing with this issue, if we're going to compare. And yet, Lena was raising legitimate concerns and the questions about her health and her body and, like, what's going to go on. And I just keep flashing back to 3A, where they had a lot of, like, marriage issues. Yeah. And, like, something like this isn't going to be, like, helpful in repairing that crack.
Oh, but it's real.
It is.
That's how we like this show.
And I don't know how many articles I've read of married couples who left their spouses once they've gotten cancer. Mm. Like, when it gets really difficult. Yeah. Mm. Just like, you know, those things that they post on Facebook. It's really sad. And there's one specific woman in Latin America who is known for, like, her model days and everything, and she just recently got cancer, and you see what she's been through, but she posted a video about the day her husband left her and said he couldn't do it, and it's just really scary because you think that someone's going to be there through all of it, but you don't know what that does to either person.
Yeah.
So I can see Stephanie still not being confident that Lena's going to stick through everything.
And then, I think Mike will be there for her though. I liked their little exchange. Like that was super cute, where they were kind of like flirting with each other in like a weird way. Because they're like, "Oh, remember when you're married? LOL."
LOL smiley face.
Yeah, you had a kid together, right?
Did any of you actually see that? I almost feel like she had more comfort in telling Mike.
Yeah.
That problem.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But more so than Lena, and I don't know why. I don't know if it's, like,
Maybe because Mike doesn't have boobs. Like, I don't know. Like, it's just different. It's a different dynamic.
Right?
It's because if Mike were to, like, negatively respond, she would literally, like, not have to see him ever again. She doesn't care about his affection. Yeah. Or his attention, even.
Yeah. Right. And sometimes it's, like, harder to be honest with the ones you love the most. Yes, you know what course. I mean? It's easier to go to somebody who you don't care as much their reaction or whatnot. Mm-hmm. And I think Steph's still, like, avoiding dealing with things. Yeah. And by talking to Lena and being honest, she has to deal with it.
Yeah. I think she still sees Mike a little bit as, like, her ex-husband who became her best friend. And that, damn, that's maybe the only person she can kind of go to.
You're right. Before we jump to predictions, Jillian, can you remind me what we saw in the preview for this new episode? I forget already. Anybody remember?
Do you guys know?
Yeah. Was Mariana wanting to audition for the musical?
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
And then what else? Sorry to put you on the spot.
So Mariana is auditioning. We're actually going to have Jordan Rodriguez, who plays Matt, on the show next week. So you guys can look forward to that. He's really excited about coming in.
Yeah, J-Rod.
And they're both friends with him. Forget, but I will watch the preview. Actually, no, I love following the Fosters on Facebook because they post previews all week long. They post like little, you know, like 45-second clips of scenes from the show. So I'll catch up. Don't you worry. But you can tweet me about it. I mean, maybe it'll jog my memory. We pretty much hit on everything. I know that we didn't talk about every little scene, but
AJ and Ty left. There's nothing to say. They'll be back eventually.
Oh, yeah. And Jesus had the car wreck flashback when he was driving the car. That was only the other thing.
Ho-hum.
Yeah.
To the other Jesus' car wreck.
Yeah, the other Jesus' car wreck.
Yes. He, like, gets out tall.
Yeah. I actually have a prediction about that.
Lay it on us.
Okay.
Well, there we go.
All right.
You know how sometimes people kind of have their PTSA, like, afterwards? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that it's going to hit him. I think it's going to start where he's going to start thinking about it, and then he's going to start being more scared about things, or he's going to rebel against it
because of what happened. I think you're right, because Mariana brought up logging their permit hours, and I feel like maybe he might get scared to get behind the wheel. Right. Who knows? Or he might be, like, completely reckless.
Or he might do too much. Yes, yeah. I think that he might be reckless knowing him, but...
I'm nervous.
Yeah, we'll see.
Oof. Girls, I know we're going to see you a little bit in this season, maybe not. What else are you guys doing? Anything you could, like, plug or tell us about in your own lives, not your characters?
I was like, Haley.
Sure.
I like want to say it for you. Okay, go.
I've been recording a lot in the booth lately. I'm the new Powerpuff Girl. I play Blossom.
Yes!
It's coming out this spring.
Yay.
Yeah, it's just right around the corner in a couple months, so that's fun.
Can you do the voice?
I don't yet.
Is it like your voice?
No, it's not my voice. Okay. We haven't, revealed any of the voices yet, so I don't want to get in trouble by doing it.
All right.
But,
is this like the TV show or a movie?
It's they're rebooting the series.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah. And, oh my God, that's amazing.
It's been amazing. I've had so much fun on it, but my voice is a lot higher. And a lot more
amazing,
you know, little squeaky and stuff. So
I was always Buttercup. Awesome.
You were.
I was always Buttercup. Yep,
I was the green one.
Yeah. Yep.
That's awesome.
That's amazing. Skip hair and makeup and just go in and do it.
I know. I love it because I can go in with like my Uggs and like 20 sweatshirts because like recording booths are always freezing. Yes, they're so cold.
What is the psychology behind that?
Maybe to like wake you up and like.
Or just like the equipment, where, like anywhere there's equipment, it's always freezing.
Oh my God.
And like also we're kind of old school, so we have we record all at once, so it's not just me alone in the booth.
Oh, dude, that's awesome.
We do a whole episode together, so it'll be like and then like Bubbles and Buttercup, and we're all in the booth together, so we're all like bouncing off.
Oh, but you're like actual Powerpuff Girls then together.
Yeah, we all sit next to each other.
Yeah, get that guy.
Oh my God. How long does it take to film like a half hour Powerpuff episode?
Well, we record. We record from 9 to 1. Okay. So that's our.
That's awesome.
Work day, yeah.
Yeah, so that's pretty much our work day, which is nice, because then, I mean, I'm off at, like, 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
It's awesome. But, But so it's only 11-minute episodes, but then when it actually airs, they combine two of them into 22-minute episodes.
Also, gotcha. Oh, okay.
So technically it takes 2 weeks to make one episode.
That is so fun. Wow. What about you, Caitlin? Anything you can share you're allowed to say?
Yeah, I'm actually going to be counting down the days until I can watch Power Rangers. That's all I'm doing. I'm just kidding. Yeah, I have a few exciting things. I'm going to be on NCIS.
Yes!
In 2 weeks. Great. I just literally came from ADR for it before I came here. And I'm pretty excited about the episode. It's really fun. It's like a character I've never played before. She's actually nice.
Was that hard?
Yeah, it was extremely hard.
Do you cry?
I was like, how do I do this?
Do you cry in the episode? Yeah. I was going to say, it's NCIS. You have
to
cry.
You have
to.
Oh,
great.
But it's super exciting. Yeah, it was so much fun to do.
That's awesome.
And then I'm going to be doing a movie in Canada in April, I guess. In Montreal.
Can you tell us what it is?
It's called Lie to Me. Mm-hmm. I don't know really how much I can say.
Is that based on a book?
Yeah, it sounds funny.
Well, it's a working title right now because apparently there's something copywritten.
They're lying
with
to
that. Yeah, they're lying to me. But yeah, we were going to shoot it back in November, and then they're still trying to get to the whole cast together. But I think the guy starring opposite of me, I don't know if I can say who it is yet, but I'm extremely excited about it.
Ooh, yeah, okay.
Fosters fans will probably be happy. He's not in the Fosters, but it's like the whole ABC Family world. So.
Awesome.
Oh, nice.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Well, it was so much fun.
Not ABC Family, Freeform, sorry.
Yeah.
My bad.
Whoa, roll tape.
You are in big trouble now.
Oh, my God. Well, this is so much fun to have you girls back in the studio.
Thanks for having me. Thank you.
Yeah, where can everybody find you on Twitter? Just so we can keep in touch.
My Twitter name is at Kate Carb, CaitCarv.
And my Twitter is at Mandy Pandy Lee.
Of course.
L-E-I-G-H.
It is.
Love it.
All right, guys, we'll see you next week. I tweet from Jeff Masters 1.
You all can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at the Hot Shot Dude.
I tweet from at Stephanie Georgie on Instagram at the Stephanie Georgie.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Jillian Leff, on Snapchat at Jillian Leff, or my Facebook page, Jillian Leff Official.
Have a great night, guys. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.